They fought, and Flo took to whiskey. And then when Perry was 6, she departed for San Francisco, taking the children with her. It was exactly as the old man had written. I let her go and said goodbye as she took the car and left me behind. This was during depression. My children all cried at the top of their voices. She only cursed them, saying they would run away to come to me later. And indeed, over the course of the next 3 years, Perry had on several occasions run off, set out to find his lost father, for he had lost his mother as well, learned to despise her. Liquor had blurred the face, swollen the figure of the once sinewy, limber Cherokee girl, had soured her soul, honed her tongue to the wickedest point, so dissolved her self-respect that generally she did not bother to ask the names of the stevedores and trolley car conductors and such persons who accepted what she offered without charge, except that she insisted they drink with her first and dance to the tunes of a wind-up Victrola. Consequently, as Perry recalled, I was always thinking about Dad, hoping he could come take me away. And I remember, like a second ago, the time I saw him again, standing in the schoolyard. It was like when the ball hits the bat really solid. DiMaggio. Only Dad wouldn't help me. Told me to be good and hugged me and went away. It was not long afterward my mother put me to stay in a Catholic orphanage. The one where the black widows were always at me, hitting me, because of wetting the bed. Which is one reason I have an aversion to nuns, and God, and religion. But later on I found there are people even more evil, because after a couple of months, they tossed me out of the orphanage, and she, his mother, put me someplace worse. A children's shelter operated by the Salvation Army. They hated me too, for wetting the bed, and being half Indian. There was this one nurse. She used to call me nigger and say there wasn't any difference between niggers and Indians. Oh, Jesus, was she an evil bastard. Incarnate. What she used to do, she'd fill a tub with ice-cold water, put me in it, and hold me under it till I was blue. Nearly drowned. But she got found out, the bitch. Because I caught pneumonia. I almost conked. I was in the hospital 2 months. It was while I was so sick that Dad came back. When I got well, he took me away. For almost a year, father and son lived together in the house near Reno, and Perry went to school. I finished the third grade, Perry recalled, which was the finish. I never went back, because that summer Dad built a primitive sort of trailer, what he called a house car. It had 2 bunks and a little cooking galley. The stove was good. You could cook anything on it. Baked our own bread. I used to put up preserves. Pickled apples. Crab apple jelly. Anyway, for the next 6 years, we shifted around the country. Never stayed nowhere too long. When we stayed someplace too long, people would begin to look at Dad. Act like he was a character, and I hated that. It hurt me. Because I loved Dad then, even though he could be rough on me, bossy as hell. But I loved Dad then, so I was always glad when we moved on. Moved on to Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, eventually Alaska.